Kompromisi za reševanje hidravličnega drobljenja. Nemška koalicija je v parlamentu izglasovala potrditev zakona, ki prepoveduje uporabo hidravličnega drobljenja oziroma frackinga pri pridobivanju zemeljskega plina iz skrilavca. Prepoved velja zgolj za drobljenje v komercialne namene, ukolikor pa je metoda uporabljena pri znanstvenem in raziskovalnem delu, praksa ostaje dovoljena. Sprejeto zakonodajo bodo predvidoma revidirali čez 5 let. Zakon se hkrati dotika tudi regulacije klasičnih oblik pridobivanja fosilnih energentov in tako bo odločitve o posameznih projektih vrtanje za nafto ali plinom sprejemala posamezna deželna vlada. Krščanski demokrati poudarjajo, da sprejeti zakon predstavlja pomemben napredek na področju, opozicija in okoljevarstveniki pa opozarjajo, da je uspeh zgolj delen, sam zakon pa nezadosten. Kakšne novosti prinaša zakon, pojasni Frančiška Buh z Münchenskega okoljskega inštituta.
The situation in Germany until now has been that there was no specific regulation for fracking. There was only the general mining law, which does not include strict limitations for fracking, considering the protection of the health and the environment. So in this sense, there have been now some important changes made, which lead to a better protection of, for example, water and nature protection zones as we had before. Because in these areas, fracking is now explicitly banned.
Navkljub regulaciji hidravličnega drobljenja, ki je sveža zakonodaja vnaša v nemški prostor, pa z njo prihajajo tudi nove nevarnosti. Kakšne so torej pomankljivosti obravnavanega zakona?
For years, we have been asking for a general ban on fracking. And what has now been decided is not a general ban, because the government in Germany differentiates between the different variations of fracking. So there is tight gas fracking, which in Germany has already been practice for some years. And tight gas fracking actually is now allowed in Germany. And with this new legislation, also the fracking companies have now, how you call it now, they have a legal base to start again to do fracking in sandstone, which has not been practiced for the last 5 years, where we had something like a de facto moratorium. So that is for us a big critique point, that now the companies have again the possibility to start with tight gas fracking in sandstone. And the other huge critique point is that for shale gas fracking, the government communicates that it has completely banned shale gas fracking, but we don't see it as such, because on the one hand it has been banned, but the German parliament will decide again in 5 years, in 2021, if this ban is still still makes sense for Germany. So then it mainly will depend on the political constellation in 5 years, if the parliament will decide that they will continue with the ban for shale gas fracking, or if they will maybe allow it.
Pri hidravličnem drobljenju ali frackingu gre za obliko pridobivanja zemeljskega plina z drobljenjem kamnin globoko pod zemljo. V sloj kamnine se pod visokim pritiskom sprosti mešanico vode in kemičnih snovi, zaradi česar se iz sedimentov izloči plin. Kot opozarjajo nasprotniki tovrstne prakse, pa pri tem obstaja znatna nevarnost, da pride do onesnaženja podtalnih voda ali drugih onesnažen okolja.
On the one hand, there is the fracking fluid that is pressed into the ground in order to get the gas out of the stone formations. There are some some substances in it that can be environmentally toxic or that can have negative health effects for the people. And also you have the water that is down under the earth that comes out when you produce gas with fracking, and which also contains dangerous substances such as radioactive substances or arsenic benzene and other substances. So there is the danger that that these substances somehow get into the groundwater and in the worst case into the drinking water, which most of the times happens by accidents on the surface. For example, if you have surface spills, but also when the cement that is put around the drilling case in order to protect water resources, but this cement case is not always intact during all the time. So also on this way, it exists the danger that these substances come into the groundwater, and then there's also the danger of air pollution. So also substances with negative health effects come into the air during fracking operations and are a potential danger for the surrounding population. There have been several recent studies from the USA, for example, where they have found out negative health effects that are caused by these kinds of air pollution.
Kot že omenjeno, bo zakonska prepoved hidravličnega drobljenja revidirana čez 5 let, v mestnem času pa bo dovoljeno izvajanje raziskovalnega drobljenja, kar bi lahko kazalo na interes, da bi prakso ponovno obujali v prihodnosti. V Nemčiji sicer hidravlično drobljenje poteka že od 60-ih let prejšnjega stoletja. Sprva so plin pridobivali z drobljenjem peščenjaka, kasneje skrilavca. V letih pred nedavno sprejetim zakonom je sicer v državi veljal moratorij, ki je prakso drobljenja za voljo pridobivanja plina onemogočal.
Tight gas fracking has already been introduced in Germany in the 1960s. And since then there have been in total about 300 fracks in sandstone. But most of them have been in recent years between 2006 and 2011, more or less. And then since 2011, we had this de facto moratorium and we have had no more tight gas fracking in Germany because, the industry was waiting for this new regulation to have legal security and to know how will be the conditions if they go on. Most of the fracking activities have been in the federal state of Lower Saxony, where there is about 95% of the German gas production takes place in this state.
Čeprav je bil zakon pripravljen že pred časom, o njem parlamentarci niso glasovali zaradi ljudske nejevolje nad ponovno rabo hidravličnega drobljenja. Spodbuda za sprejem zakona pa je bila prav napoved Zveze energetskih podjetij, da bo začela moratorij izpodbijati. Sprejeta zakonodaja tako predstavlja kompromis med interesi energetskega sektorja in civilne družbe, ki je z izvajanjem pritiska na svoje parlamentarne predstavnike uspela v določeni meri zagotoviti strožjo regulacijo. Drobljenje skrilavca tako ostaje začasno prepovedano, pridobivanje plina iz peščenjaka pa se nadaljuje. Pri izkoriščanju peščenjaka so namreč zaradi drugačne strukture kamina uporabljene manj intenzivne metode.
Yeah, it is a compromise between the two governmental parties. The Conservative Party inclusively wanted a law which would have been even more pro-fracking, and the Social Democratic Party wanted also to maintain tight gas fracking, but wanted stricter regulation regarding shale gas fracking, and also wanted to introduce more limitations for tight gas fracking. So it has been kind of a compromise between the two parties, and well, you can say that the Social Democratic Party has reached, and well, also influenced by the big pressure from the civil society, there have been reached improvements in the law that wouldn't have been possible if it was only for the Conservative Party. And regarding the postponing, I think you can say for tight gas fracking, it won't be postponed. Tight gas fracking can go on from now on again, but with stricter limitations than you had before. And regarding shale gas fracking, yes, it has been postponed because at least until 2021, there will be only exploratory drillings. Yeah, we still have the situation that there is a certain danger that the political situation will change and then shale gas fracking could go on in the future in Germany.
Na ravni Evropske unije zakonodaje, ki bi urejala regulacijo hidravličnega drobljenja, ni, zato je stanje v celoti prepuščeno državam članicam. V nekaterih državah smo tako priča prepovedim, kot naprimer v Franciji ali začasnim moratorijem, drugod pa je praksa minimalno regulirana, pri čemer najbolj sporen primer predstavlja Romunija. Glede na obstoječe stanje in trenutno energetsko politiko, obeti za skupno regulacijo hidravličnega drobljenja na evropski ravni niso svetli. Za današnji offside zaključi Buh.
Yeah, on the European level, you can say there is not not a tendency to oppose fracking completely. There have been some recommendations by EU institutions to at least regulate fracking so that the environmental damages can be minimized, but there is no a tendency to ban fracking completely in Europe, and also now with the European Energy Union, there's a strong focus also on natural gas as an energy resource. So as long then this is the case, this has some implications for the attitude regarding fracking. So we would also wish that, for example, in the context of the energy union, there would be a much stronger focus on energy efficiency and thereby reduce the dependency on natural gas as energy resource and also on renewable energies.
Offsite je pripravil Jošt.